Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focused on the topic, Do Not Be Afraid, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 6. Let us see what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. There are times in our lives when God has sent us on a mission, and fear grips our mind because we are not sure whether or not we will be a good report or do a good job. Well, today, God is reminding us that we should not be afraid. Reflect for a moment on the message that God gave to Ezekiel before he was required to speak to God's people. In Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 6, the word of the Lord said, And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and though thou dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. It is so interesting that many of us Christians believe that the angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear the Lord, yet we are sometimes so afraid to deliver the message that God has given to us for his people. Some of us have allowed fear to come over us to the point where we refuse to speak. This reminds me of Moses, who was so afraid that he refused to go on the Lord's errand. Moses was afraid because he could not speak clearly. Jonah was another person who was also full of fear. He refused to go to Nineveh because he believed that the people would obey the commands of the Lord and he would look foolish in their eyes based on the message of destruction that he would have delivered. It should take some time for us to think about this, if we should take some time to examine the response of both Moses and Jonah, we will see that they tried to find some excuse that they hope would help them to convince God not to use them as a messenger. But God would not release them from their assignment. Instead, God pushed them to carry out this mission because through their obedience to his command, this would allow them to become stronger men and strengthen their faith in God. Ezekiel found himself in a similar position, and here God reminded Ezekiel not to be afraid. The same way that God told Ezekiel to not be afraid, he is giving us the same command today. The same God who was with Jonah and Moses is the same God who will be with us today. It's the same God who will protect us from the fiery darts of Satan and who will give us the strength to stand like a brave with our face to the foe. It is such a good thing to know that God is with us, so we don't have to be afraid of anything. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he said the following, He must act in the discharge of this trust with an undaunted courage and resolution, and not be either driven off from his work or made to drive on heavily by difficulties and oppositions that he would likely to meet with in it. Son of man, be not afraid, verse 6. Note, those that will do anything to purpose in the service of God must not be afraid of the face of man. Now the fear of men will bring a snare, which will be very tangling to us in the work of God. God tells the prophet what was the character of those to whom he sent him, as before, in terms of verse 3 and 4. They are briars and thorns, scratching and tearing, vexing a man, which way soever he turns. They are continually teasing God's prophet and entangling them in their talk. They are pricking burrs and grieving thorns. The best of them is a burr, and the most upright sharper than a thorn hedge. Thorns and burrs are fruits of sin and of curse, and of equal date with the enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Note, wicked men, especially the persecutors of God's prophets and people, are as burrs and thorns, which are hurtful to the ground, choke the good seed, hinder God's husbandry, are vexation of his husbandry, that they are nigh unto cursing, and their end is to be burned. End of quote. I pray that we will ask God to help us to stand on his words and never be afraid of the people around us or what they say. I pray that we will ask the Lord to help us to go forth and claim the message that he has given to us with fear and trembling, and with fear and with faith. The Lord will be with us, and he will give the strength and the ability that we need to do what he has said. All we have to do is to continue to surrender every area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that God can give us the strength to do what he has commanded. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us that you can give us the strength required, so that what you've asked us to do, what you've commanded us to do, we will do. Help us, Lord, not to be afraid of anything and of anyone. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.